This conference will now be recorded.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new podcast series with my co-host, financial representative, retired naval officer, Ron Friddle. I'm going to introduce Ron here in a second. This podcast series is dedicated to those who have served our country, who are currently serving our country as service members, VA employees, and the Department of Defense. We feel that you have unique retirement and benefits, and all of you have a unique circumstance that we feel this series can help with financial education and planning. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Ron. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, so this series is going to get into a lot of different aspects of planning for the audience out there. But today we want to do an introduction. So could you give the audience a little history on your service first, and then what led you into financial advising?
Sure. My background is that I served Navy. I was an aviator for 20 years. I have over 6,000 hours of flying. I graduated from the Naval Academy, and I, believe it or not, have 4 years of Air Force service. I was getting promoted out of my position on the aircraft, and I wanted to keep flying, so I walked across the hangar, and they were hiring, so I got back in the seat.
Wow. That's so interesting.
So I was doing that, and I got out and got into this world of financial planning, and I was pretty taken back about different ways to learn about money and the different advice I was getting until I settled on to the path I am now. I'd like to serve back to military members for the fact that looking back, I see that and doing the work I do now, that a lot of times they're cordoned off by that base perimeter to not get advice from different people that you cannot access them on the base. And yeah. I think it's important because, you know, if you look at money and the way it moves, there's some things that are obtuse to understanding certain facts about money. I kind of say I take on what I believe is really something that I learned about money that I thought was evident, but it wasn't. And so I kind of try to pass that knowledge back to other military people going through the same things that I was going through in my military service.
So let me ask you this. What are the biggest challenges, other than access? So because there's not a lot of access to information outside of the bases or where they're serving, that they're also very mobile, which I think probably creates some challenges of, you know, getting consistent information. What's the biggest financial challenge that you see out there?
What I see is that people in their military career get, you know, involved with their military career to the point where they, from on a day-to-day level, don't know how much that time plays a part in how their money works. So I use a methodology using holistic planning, showing how money moves through time and how time can really cause an effect of opportunity loss by not doing things a certain way,
right,
or becoming a military member, becoming comfortable in what he's doing to the point, because he's working so hard doing his job, of not thinking of other things that could be done with it. So I like to kind of show in my presentation when I'm talking to military people how money moves through time and if you took path A or path B.
So if somebody's out there and they're like, I don't even know where to start, you offer a free consultation, is that correct?
I do, yes.
And What does that consultation include? Do they need to come to you with all their information, or how do you start the conversation with them?
No, I don't really require any information on the first meeting. It's really just the person and myself getting on the same page and understanding philosophically if we're suited for each other. I have a very conservative look at money. I want to explain how I go about dealing with people's financial issues and how I prioritize that. And I want them to respect the process and how I go about it first, so that we have an understanding that we should either move together or not. But I kind of laid it out in the first meeting. And the first meeting is really just them understanding that, and them not really having to do much but listen to kind of our philosophy and how we're going to set out together.
So these upcoming sessions, we're going to go through in greater detail Ron's process. And let's tease next week. What are we going to talk about? And what I refer to as chapter one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that first meeting. We're going to, get into foundational planning, having to do with your estate plan, wills, trusts, and again, how money moves holistically through your portfolio and your life. So that would be like the first session that I go through.
Okay. So for the audience out there, make sure you look for this next upload in the next week, where we get into the financial foundations. And as you can see, it's very important for each of you to work with somebody who's been where you're at. And with Ron's history in the military side now as a financial advisor, you can see why it's so important to make sure that you're being educated financially by somebody that understands what you're going through. So I'm excited about this series, so I appreciate you taking the time, Ron, to get the word out.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Jeff. I just wanted to mention real quick that part of my background is, I teach this class for military and defense personnel on the bases. That's where I got my start. And it's, specifically I've worked in the realm of transitioning military and federal service members and retiring service members, just how they get their benefits, how the benefits are changing, what their new retired benefits look like. And I kind of put that picture together.
It's very important. Big decisions that I don't think, at least in our dealings with the public sector, some people just don't take enough time to think through, like you said, the time value of money. And if I do decision A, it might look good short term, but I have to be giving up something long term. So we're going to dissect that more in upcoming sessions. Now, you work with military, DOD vets, VA employees all over the country, correct?
I do, yes. So I have clients all over the country now. Military people are by nature, they don't have a home base. A lot of times their retirement home is in one place and their operational center is in another. So my clients have subsequently moved around a lot.
Understandable. So important sessions coming up. I'm excited about this. And if you want to get a hold of Ron, here's the best way to do it is to go to our website, fedfebchecklist.com. You can request a consultation, put in the comments that you attended this podcast. You can also put questions on the site specifically. We'll get them to Ron. He'll reach out to you. You can also call us at 888-545-8840. 888-545-8840. And there's a great retirement report that includes a worksheet and a budget that you can download a free complimentary report on the website. So go check that out. Okay. So, all right, Ron, thanks for your time today.
Okay. Thank you again, Jeff.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. Chapter 1, Financial Foundations with Ron Friddle. Look for that episode, and we'll see you back here. Thanks a lot.